Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Sister Shelly, and I'm so excited you joined, and more excited that your life is going to change for the better in just 15 minutes. Yes, I said it. This is your 15-minute pick-me-up power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. We welcome the Son and the Holy Spirit into this message, knowing it can't be done without your leading, guiding, and anointing. We pause this day to give you praise and glory due your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, most of us have heard the old cliche, an eye for an eye. But guess what? It's not a cliche. Commandment in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, expressing the principle of exact retaliation. And what this means is that a person who has injured another person is to be penalized to a similar degree by the injured party. Well, most of us know this isn't how we're supposed to think. That's vengeful thinking, right? And God says, vengeance is mine in Romans 12. Unfortunately, most of us don't want to wait for God to return evil, right? You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. The reason we shouldn't practice an eye for an eye is because the Bible tells us, don't return evil for evil. This is in 1 Peter 3:9. Now, let me read the remaining verses in the New Living Translation. It says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. If you want to enjoy life and see many days, keep your tongue speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The title of this message, don't return evil for evil. Let's say it again. Don't return evil for evil. One more time. Don't return evil for evil. God says, vengeance is mine. God knew evil would come to all of us. And he's telling us in his word how to respond so you'll receive a blessing in the midst of the evil. He doesn't want us to return evil for evil. Street Love Family, our purpose here is to share how to apply the Street Love Advantage to life's daily challenges. So let's go to our Street Love Bible story and see how a situation happened and where evil was eschewed on someone and how the person responded. Our Street Love Bible story is found in the 1 Samuel chapter 25, and I'm just going to, so Nabal means foolish. Nabal is a rancher and a sheep herder. He was both wealthy and very stingy. And despite having every reason and resource to be hospitable, Nabal had a reputation for being mean-spirited and inhospitable. Nabal's wartime prosperity was due in part to the diligent protective services of King David's warriors. Yet, when King David's men asked for daily rations, which means they asked him for some food, Nabal balked and insulted the very men who were protecting him. So, King David found out about this, and he immediately told his men to get their swords and to go back and get Nabal, right? And when they went to go get Nabal, they were probably going to kill the family as well. But somebody told his wife, Abigail, and his wife took it upon herself to plead with King David not to punish them for her husband's ungratefulness and offered to provide food for King David's men. And while they were indulging in a feast, Nabal learned what his wife had done, and he was so shocked by the news, he had a heart attack and died a few days later. And then, guess what? His widow, Abigail, became one of David's wives. Glory to God. Look at how that turned around. So, let's do the LA commentary. So, Nabal is a rich ranch herder. He's received protection from King David's warriors, so his sheep and his land will not be harmed. And King David's men asked Nabal for food, and Nabal responded to these good men who have been treating him good with evil. And King David responded, oh, no, you didn't. And he told his men to get their swords and get on their horses and go get them. But somehow, the news got to Nabal's wife, Abigail, of what her foolish husband had done. And Abigail knew that King David would probably respond to kill him and the family. So she had the servants gather wine, bread, meat, and they got on their horses and they ran to go see King David and his men and beg for forgiveness on behalf of her foolish husband. Abigail has intervened asking that King David not return evil for evil. And King David acknowledges her hospitality and doesn't seek evil on Nabal and family. And when Nabal finds out what he did, he has a heart attack and dies. And then Abigail lives happily ever after as one of the king's wives. Hallelujah. So now what did we just learn? We learned that we can intercede on behalf of our loved ones who are doing evil and ask God to have mercy on them. Isn't that what Jesus did for each of us? The evil we should have received before on the cross. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Jesus didn't seek vengeance, and we shouldn't either. Selah, pause and think. Mr. Shelley's Street Love personal story. Well, when I was in my 20s, I was dating a nice gentleman, and he wined and dined me, and I was so excited that my birthday was coming up, and I had a boyfriend on my birthday to share it with. Well, a few days before my birthday, I received a call from the friend of the court. The lady introduced herself and basically shared how to help me get child support from my kid's dad. She lived in my city at the time, and she came to my house with some paperwork. And she saw me talking to my nice boyfriend in front of my home. And when he left, she greeted me and commented, "You sure know how to pick 'em." And I said, "Excuse me?" And she said, "Well, your kid's dad is married, and that man who just left is engaged to be married." So, well, for a few weeks, I ignored him. I was in the process of moving to a new city. But, of course, my birthday was approaching, and I still wanted to be treated on my birthday, so I went out with him. When he arrived, I offered to drive. He showed up in the junky truck, and I was like, "No, we're not getting in your car. We're driving in my car." We went to the restaurant and had a good time, and then after dinner, I said I was going to the restroom. But instead, I got in my car, and I went home and left him at the restaurant. What did I do? I returned evil for evil. I was hurt. Hurt people hurt people. In conclusion, to this day, I regret that in my past that I did indeed return evil for evil. But I've known a lot of people do some bad things to return evil. They slash tires. They bust windows. I've even known women who take clothes and wet them and then throw them outside. But does anyone ever get blessed when they return evil for evil? That relationship left me scarred and unwilling to trust men for a long time. It wasn't until I turned to the Lord that I learned how I should have responded. I pray that you listening to this message, that you not let anger, jealousy, envy, and pain guide your decisions, but seek peace and work to maintain it. Don't return evil for evil. Well, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you and you would like to receive Jesus for the first time, please repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I confess him as my Lord. Thank you that I have a place. I have a home in heaven. Family, I have a second invitation. And that's it for those who may have received Jesus at some point in their life. And maybe you walked away or it's been a long time and you've heard the message today and you're ready. You're ready to rededicate your life to Christ. John 1:9 says, as we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you pray to the Father and I'll pray for you. You just confess your sins to him and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for our family listeners and those who are rededicating their lives to you according to 1 John 1:9. Father, we are believing that you are making their lives and their hearts white as snow. You are cleansing them right now and removing the un and making them righteous right now. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Do you all hear that bell? That's for all those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated. And I have a free gift for you all. Just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that gift right out to you. Let's go to our announcements. Well, we are starting this week on this Wednesday, April 24th. We're going to begin the Street Love Free Lunch and Prayer. It's going to be at Church of the Resurrection / Runner for Christ Church at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. It starts at 11 a.m. and we hope you can join. We're going to be passing out lunches, Bibles, and tallatries. Glory to God. Assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Now you know where I'm going to be at this Wednesday, but if you'd like for me to come to your church, just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let's pray on it together and make it happen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. They're 15 minutes. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones who you've been praying for and who God is believing to get into the kingdom, but they can't if they don't hear the word of God. So please share it with them. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Hallelujah. Well, family, I've given you the message for this week. Your charge this week and going forward is to not return evil for evil. If people are doing you wrong, treating you wrong, pause for a moment and just walk away if you're able. But whatever you do, try to seek peace in every situation. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you have prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless each and every one of you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Remember, street love begins with you.